Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. It's Friday. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great day. Thanks to Steve Coonan for stopping by. Again, I repeat, he is not running for mayor.
This is how we do.
Hey!
Ho!
It's Friday, baby.
Baby.
This is how we do.
You know what? It's almost like Jim Valvano's speech today on Dukes and Bell. We've laughed a little. We've cried a little. We've argued. You know what I mean? But yeah, fun show today. But yeah, Steve, by the way, I could think a few people more or less qualified, I should say, than or more qualified than Steve. Man, Steve's money. You know, I mean, Steve could pretty much
do it. He's qualified.
I mean, the press conferences would be a blast. But if you didn't hear the word today, Mayor Bottoms announced she will not be seeking re-election. So that kind of made some headlines.
Well, and honestly, the names are being thrown out there. I got a call literally this morning like, hey, what do you know about Steve Coonan running for mayor? I was like, what? What are you talking about?
I see. I blew my shot. I moved out of the city. I could have done it, man. How many years are we talking about me doing it, Carl? Let's rock and roll.
No, that's true. You did talk about the next time, which was the next time, and now it's the next time. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about our Falcons. If you missed it earlier today, Charles Barkley stopped by. One interesting thing, and it was all interesting. You'll hear the entire interview coming up at 6:20. But he had to talk about and had to say some things about one of the biggest stories that's out there right now. And we're going to let you hear that coming up in 15 minutes. Let's talk about our Falcons, specifically Coach Art Smith. And the biggest decision that's looming for our Falcons right now is whether or not Julio Jones is going to be here or not. So Coach Arthur Smith went on the Rich Eisen show. And you'll hear Rich ask him the question directly, but it's plain and simple. Is Julio going to be here?
So you expect Julio to be out there this fall?
I'm not going to predict the future. It's like when you're sitting here trying to predict the weather here.
Okay.
You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, the cap is what it is. We know that. That's why, you know, Terry and I are sitting here, and I'm sitting here talking to you.
Mm.
There's a lot of ways to get under the cap. But, you know, all options are on the table. But I'm not going to give you some hot take today and tell you something that's not true. So.
Yeah, tough spot, as we said earlier, Carl, for a first-year coach to be in. He's a beloved, iconic player, as Julio Jones. This was a situation that Fontenot and Arthur Smith inherited. It may yet be remedied, but it sure sounds like. I mean, I read that as, you know, adios Julio, and just what are they going to get for him at this point? Again, it's not going to be this draft is come and gone, guys. It would be a draft pick for 2022, and I'm just not sure what Julio would get. I mean, we've all thought a second might be the best we could do.
I just wanted clarity.
Tough, but do you agree? But you feel how awkward he is in that? Did the best he could with it, right?
I guess. I mean, if you know and you're not trying to tell anybody, okay. And let me back up. If they're moving on from Julio, the sooner they tell us, the better off we'll be. Seriously, like if it's a done deal for fans' reaction and the response, the more time we have to deal with it, and I know some people are saying, you know, good riddance, but I got to tell you guys, again, I think we're a better football team with him than without him. But if they feel like he's not going to be here, so that's where I'm at. I just wanted clarity, and I think, Mike, the way he answered it, and I want you to play one more time, Chris, and then we're going to talk about our O-line. I think he is gone. Because the other side of this is, again, I always say this, you can clear things up pretty quickly. Coach, is Julio going to be here? Well, we're doing everything we can, and we expect him to be out here. Absolutely. For him to be in that gray area, to say, well, I'm not going to give you a hot take, which I respect Coach Art. I get it. He doesn't want to say he'll be here, and then he's not here, and then people say he's a liar, and now fans are mad at him. I understand that.
No, you make
but,
some,
but what's the truth?
Right. But, I mean, if you make some declarative, like, let me tell you something, guys. I don't know nothing about no salary cap. Julio Jones is a Falcon. He's a Falcon today. You're right. Don't box yourself into a corner with some stupid declarative, and some coaches would take the bait and do that, and they obviously know which way the wind's blowing on this. But still, it's an awkward question for a first-year coach to have to answer.
Here he is one more time with Rich Eisen.
So you expect Julio to be out there this fall?
I'm not going to predict the future. It's like when you're sitting here trying to predict the weather here.
Okay.
You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, the cap is what it is. We know that. That's why, you know, Terry and I are sitting here, and I'm sitting here talking to you. Mm. There's a lot of ways to get under the cap. But, you know, all options are on the table. But I'm not going to give you some hot take today and tell you something that's not true. So.
Okay, we don't have any money. I mean, that's Carl. We try to explain this to the listeners. What he's saying, though, the reality of it is, as the general manager said, we don't have any money. We can't even technically right now pay our draft class.
Yeah, so all options on the table. We don't know what that could be is Julio restructure. And here's the thing about that. This is just, okay, me speaking. I don't know. Again, no one's told me this. If you extend him, which is what you're going to do if you restructure, you're extending a 32-year-old receiver. So he's going to be, what, 34 by the time you can move on from him? See, that becomes the issue. So I just don't know. But that's part of it. Are you restructuring other contracts to try to get where you need to be? The idea that this team might be without Julio is becoming more and more clear to me, and especially with the answer right there. That's just how I feel about it.
Right. And, again, you and I have had to answer some of the questions today to listeners. And, again, I don't expect you guys to listen every day. It would help. Help with our bonuses, but it's just we are in this pickle. This is, you know, and again, we know where to lay the blame. You lay the blame at the previous regime, you know, and Thomas Dimitroff. Guys, you know, I get these texts. If I get it once, I get it two or three times a day on social media. Well, why? We got to keep Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has moved the money so much, he's immovable now. I mean, he literally is the immovable object. And Carl just gave you the juice with Julio. He's a guy that's got screwing nets in his toe, in his ankle. We've been lucky that it has only flared up, and or not that wasn't even the issue. It was another body part. But when you miss games and you get older, the likelihood is you're not going to live up to the terms of a contract. And just by restructuring, it's still not going to be cheap to have a guy that age. And the odds are, Carl, he's not going to outperform that contract. So that's why we're here. And Matt will have at least 2 years here because that's the only way it works without having such a colossal black hole in the cap you're getting nothing for, right?
He was careless and he was carefree.
He was
our former general manager. I do want to state.
Now do your research.
I want to state that we got a text or tweet earlier today, and you can find us, by the way, Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes, this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, where a guy, and I don't want to go back through him because there's a ton now, but he said basically, you know, if this happens, I'm going to be upset and Terry Fontenot should be fired. Time out. Terry Fontenot's stepping into this mess.
Right.
He didn't create this. So he's trying to do things that will give us flexibility, okay, in the future. Don't blame Terry Fontenot because he's got to make the tough decisions. Don't blame him because, well, you've been bad and now you've been sent to the principal's office and all of a sudden now he's got to spank you, okay? That's your fault. That's their fault. He's got to come in and try to clean it up. So, and I hope I didn't offend anybody by saying spanking, Mike. You know how this world is. But the point is, Fontenot's not the issue. He's coming in and trying to say, how do I make this thing right as fast as I possibly can? This is not his fault. How he fixes it and moves forward, Mike, and if it screws up then we can blame him.
Right. But I mean, to sit there and I'm not going to belittle somebody, but I mean, there's guys out there that think it's a Madden game. If you haven't been following the Falcons, or I know the salary cap makes people's heads explode. You got to have a degree from MIT to make it work in your mind. But this is where we're done. We've kicked the can into a dead end. And this is the only way we can make a budget to pay our players. Julio, by the way, did not help the situation by asking for a raise with 3 years left on his deal. But when
you
give
it to him.
Well, when you move heaven and earth to get a guy, only to then move later and move on from him, that gentleman, there's hubris, there's ego involved, there's validation of the move you made. And it doesn't help when your owner says, Julio today, Julio tomorrow, Julio forever, you know? I mean, so it is where it went. And it's not, guys, it's not a knock on Julio. Look, I would have a – if if I'm being one of the best at the time, which he was, a wide receiver, and I see a new young class of guys that can't carry my jock, I want to get paid what they're paid. Sure. I'd push it. But at the end of the day, here's where we are. We didn't win the Super Bowl. If we won the Super Bowl, we could all have fun with this. Oh, well, we wish Julio good luck in Indianapolis or wherever. We'll always have the great memories. We'll all be in Canton when he gets his gold jacket, but we didn't get there.
We're stuck with the bag. Here comes the IRS. Mike Dimitrov's fault.
By the way, Chris, I enjoy this turnabout is fair play that you're going with. Spin the wheel of Carl. Angry sound bites. I like this.
All right, one other thing we want to add. By the way, Falcon Report, always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Hey, man, Domino's, they got a great deal, car-side delivery. It's a delivery right to your trunk or to the, you know, the back part of your SUV. The best deals, guys, including three-topping pizzas for $7.99. Get it on the way home. Carry out is the option. You got to ask for the car-side delivery at Domino's.com.
All right, our offensive line coach, his name's Dwayne Ledford. He spoke to the media. Matter of fact, he did this yesterday. I just want to play that soundbite, Chris, where he talks about the best five. And this is important because as we go into rookie minicamp and OTAs and all the things that are going to lead us up to the start of the season, we've talked a lot about this O-line. The new O-line coach says, look, it's all about who's performing.
Having competition, I think that's going to bring out the best in both players. You know, because, you know, and for us, you know, we want to build a great competition among all the positions. And guys playing at their best. And from whatever shakes up with the best five that's going to be the best five, get those guys on the football field now.
Yeah. So the best five guys on the football field, that's what he wants. That's what I want. That's what every Falcon fan wants. Eric hits us up. He says, Duke, you kicked the can into the pandemic because reduction into the cap. Come on, guys. Tell the whole story. Everybody's dealing with that, Eric.
Yes, and again, if you believe that there would be a 5% cost of living increase, including the cap, which apparently Dimitrov did, we've been robbing Peter to pay Paul for 3 years on this team. All right, give me a break. Dude, go become a Bears fan. Stop being a Falcons fan. Here's the world we live in, okay? Not the world you want. I'm so sick and tired of the belly aching. New regime, new attitude. Let's see what these guys can do. Julio might not be a part of it. We didn't win anything with Julio. Get over it. Now I'm angry. It's a Friday.
You can say that one too, Chris. Get over it. All right, coming up, what did he say that has everybody around the country now going, damn, that kind of makes sense. It's next.
It's brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
All right, let's have some fun with one of the big stories that's been going on all week long, and that is Aaron Rodgers. What's going to happen? Is he going to end up somewhere else? Is this something that they can work through. Today, we had a chance to talk to Charles Barkley in the Redmont Zone, and we do it each and every Friday. Make sure you check it out, guys. 2:20 on Fridays when Mike and I get a chance to talk to Charles. And one of the things that we asked him was this situation about Aaron Rodgers. And I think specifically we said, hey, what's going to happen here? Listen to his response, because many people around the country are responding to this saying, he's kind of right.
You know, I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. But I'm starting to think, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, and as my man Jim Rome says, anytime you say you mean no disrespect,
here it comes.
The disrespect is coming next. I'm starting to think that Aaron Rodgers is the girl that you always got to tell her she's pretty every day, even though you're with her. Mm. Like, I'm starting to get like, because you know, it's always drama.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm like, oh, man, he might be that girl. Like, baby, you're beautiful. Like, well, I'm with you, so you're already beautiful. I ain't got to tell you that every day, do I?
Am I pretty? Am I pretty? Am I pretty?
I'm starting to get that vibe.
That's awesome.
Charles Barkley's with us, man. And we've all been down that road, too. So what do you think, man?
And you know what? And sometimes you got to cut the cord like, yeah, hey, baby, you are pretty, but you're not worth like, yeah. Yeah, it's time for like, yeah, I've had enough, baby. I can't tell you're pretty every day.
So are the Packers in that situation? Are they in that predicament where it's – you know what? We're tired of telling you what you mean and how much you mean. Now, I know some people will say, well, Dukes and Bell, then why don't they go ahead and extend him and give him the contract that he wants?
Then they'll be in the same boat as us in a year or two.
Well, that and, Mike, they just did it. Yeah. They just gave him a new deal and made him one of the highest paid guys. I mean, we're talking with less than 3-year period. So, you know, this is something we talked about in football when the Julio situation happened, and it gets back to our Falcons, and it gets back to the state of the NFL. Is this the new norm? Where, Mike, you know, again, the new rookie deals, if you outperform your contract, you should get a new extension before 5 years into your deal. I totally am with that. But does that mean if you are one of the top five players over the next 2 years that you get another new deal? I mean, is that the world we're living in?
But I mean, you and I have talked so much about Aaron Rodgers and how he wanted, you know, I want Jordan Love out of here, you know? Well, you know what? If you're Green Bay and here's the thing. No one talks about the general manager who doesn't give him the skill position players. You know, I mean, they've gone to the NFC Championship two years in a row. Yeah, Gutekunst. Yeah. I mean, all right, tough guy. Call Aaron Rodgers bluff and let's see your boy Jordan Love step up to the plate. Let's go. You know, he's the guy. I mean, you knew at some point. And no, you didn't know. And you already knew this contract situation, so you didn't have to go and do that stuff, but they did. So, all right, if you're Aaron Rodgers, call his bluff and let's see what Jordan Love's got to do. Yeah, you'll be out of a job as a general manager. But, I mean, I just don't know where this is going to go. Is Aaron Rodgers prepared, and I think he is, when it comes August or July, whenever their camp starts, to not be there and not show up ever this year?
I'm starting to think that Aaron Rodgers is the girl that you always got to tell her she's pretty every day, even though you're with her.
Yeah, and by the way, ladies, don't be offended by this. The opposite side of this, okay, women testify, is that dude that you're with and you're always telling him, baby, yeah, you know, I love you. Like, he doesn't believe you. He doesn't believe that all the things that you're doing, you know, so you always feel like you're justified. This goes both ways. So, ladies, don't feel offended by that comment. The fact is, that gets exhausting. And so when it happens in a team environment, now you've got all his teammates talking for Aaron Rodgers. Have you seen this? I saw five guys that went on different shows across the country over the last couple of days defending him. Right. It's all about this for them. It becomes exhausting. You gonna think he's going to be here? Well, you know, I don't know. You think he's going to be here? Damn, bro. Can we talk about something else? I mean, love Aaron.
I mean,
that's the part that Charles is talking about where you go, as an organization, is it just gotten to a point where every year, no matter what we do, we can't satisfy you?
Mike Holmgren went on radio, ESPN Radio in Chi-Town today, and he said they didn't handle it very well, I don't think. Asked about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. He said this is the second time the Packers have gone through this. Again, Mike Holmgren says they went through it with Brett when they drafted Aaron. With a franchise quarterback and a guy as good as Aaron, you don't treat all players the same. That's something that Jimmy Johnson said about the Cowboys. You treat Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith differently than you treat the 53rd man on the roster. Holmgren says, I can't imagine a relationship between the coach or management or whoever is making the decisions and a star quarterback like that getting to this point. He goes, I just don't know how you'd allow that to happen.
Baby, you're beautiful. Like,
all right, so this is the new world we're in when it comes to established guys. Guy just hit me up. He said, Dukes, if the quarterback's established or the player's established and you know what his track record is, doesn't he deserve to be heard by the organization when it comes to situations like this, whether he wants more money or you know, have more say? Yes, I agree with you. But the organization didn't put this out. It wasn't Gutekunst who put this out, the general manager. This wasn't LaFleur. This was Aaron Rodgers and his people putting this out there. So when you say that, yeah, but you know what? As much as we are, what's the word I'm looking for, Mike, these days? There's a right way to do things.
Right.
You know?
I just think, you know, I've always, when we've had these conversations from afar, because we're not covering the Packers every day, but I mean, why don't you give the guy the weapons? I think, you know, whether you felt McCarthy was, you know, let's be honest, Carl, he lost his fastball, and that's why they moved on from Mike McCarthy. But that's when Aaron Rodgers really had a right to bitch and moan, because that's when they weren't giving him the weapons. That's when, I got to be honest, they weren't the best teams, and that's why they weren't going to the playoffs, because they weren't giving him all the weapons that all the other guys had. So now here we are. If you're going to sit there and bellyache because you were besties with a backup wide receiver / tight end, that gets out in the papers. You look like, to Charles's point, you look like that girl. I'm not trying to be sexist. We're just using that. It could be a egomaniac guy who's asking his wife every day, do my abs look good? Whatever it is. Okay, you get the idea. I just think they've got to move on. But how do you move on and save face? It's impossible for Green Bay. Right? There's no way, unless you got enough. What are you going to tell your fan base? Well, we really believe in Jordan Love, which nobody does. No. And then, oh, by the way, yes, we're going to have two first-round picks and this and that. There's no way to move on and save face. It's like I said, they've come to it. There's a crossroads, and there's nowhere to go with this.
So the difference for this situation, and let's just say Julio, is in the last 2 years, that guy has led his team with no additional help to back-to-back NFC championship games. That's the difference. So when you say, well, they're in the same position. I mean, if you guys are saying we got to move on from Julio, they just move on. That guy is coming off two NFC championship games and is a hair away from getting to a Super Bowl. And literally the organization, as Mike laid out, didn't do anything to really improve the squad.
And Devontae Adams finally got healthy. Remember, and this was another thing. Devontae Adams, Carl, if you go back and look at the timeline on that, that wasn't a slam dunk for them because he had missed a lot of games with injuries, but he was healthy, got rewarded, and was the best and is the best wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Can we slow the roll on the Aaron Rodgers weapons conversation for just a second, though?
Just about to say this.
Because Devontae Adams is a top four receiver in the NFL. They have Aaron Jones, who they locked up to a contract, who's a top seven running back in the NFL.
Oh, no, I was Chris, hold on. I'm talking about when Mike McCarthy was there. I mean, we're talking when he used to bitch and moan about that stuff. Yeah, no, he's got weapons now. But here's the thing. Did you still need Jordan Love? Was Jordan Love a necessary pick? I know it's history repeating itself with Brett Favre, but, I mean, he's got a right to bitch and moan about that. There was a stupid pick.
No, but the offense averaged 33 points a game. And, oh, by the way, they also signed his best friend on the team, David Bakhtiari, who's a top three left tackle in the game. He got hurt in the playoffs. He's going to be out for a chunk of time next season, too. And that's a big reason why they lost.
Agreed. Defense got after him. Tampa Bay, they had no help. Similar to Kansas
City. I'll double down on the line bet, for instance. Why wouldn't you draft? It didn't have to be a running back. It didn't have to be a wide receiver. Why wouldn't you have drafted line depth, knowing their offensive line had dealt with injuries before the season that Jordan Love was picked? I mean, it doesn't have to be the sexy skill position piece.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not trying to be devil's advocate for Aaron Rodgers, but there's just been some dumb decisions the last couple of years.
So, and that's the other part of this. And it's Dukes and Bell. It's our strong arm story of the day. Charles Barkley responding to the Aaron Rodgers debacle, the situation. But, Mike, I think just like with us, this is where they missed the boat. Instead of saying we have an aging quarterback who's still very good, let's do everything we can to make sure he's protected and stays upright. Because when he is, he's the best in the game. And they chose to make those decisions that ultimately somebody's got to pay for. And whether that's Aaron leaving or saying I'm done and Jordan Love steps in there and they go, I don't know, they win four games or whatever, or it might be 10 more years before they get back. You don't know. Somebody's got to pay the price. Right. Because of that decision that was made. If Aaron stays and they're still competitive, maybe Gutekunst is still there for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years until Aaron leaves, whatever the circumstances are. It's a crazy story, guys. It's not going away. And again, whether you're on Aaron's side or you're on Green Bay's side, this is the state of where I think a lot of star players, especially veteran guys who are established, are in the NFL. And when it comes to extensions, Mike, I don't know if they're going to give them that money.
Aaron Jones, to a Chris's point, just got himself a deal, and it wasn't anything like a Derrick Henry-type contract, but you're set at wide receiver, you're set at running back. Offensive line, there's the question marks right there. But if you give Aaron Rodgers his contract, heaven forbid somebody gets hurt, then you're the Falcons, right? Then you're us. Then you got a great quarterback, and you got no offensive line, and there it goes.
And one last note on this, guys.
And their defense isn't great.
Take a guess who was the number one scoring offense last year in the NFL. Take a wild guess.
Green Bay Packers?
At 31.5 points per game.
With no help. With no additional things added to really enhance that offense. But nevertheless, that's where they are. That's what's going on. Charles Barkley, the entire interview coming up at 6:20. You'll hear what he has to say about our Hawks. Stay there. Coming up, we'll go around the yard. Full capacity, Mike Bell. It's something we haven't seen in a very long time.
And Drew Smiley, hats off for not sucking yesterday.
Well, tonight starts a big series against the Phillies, guys, after sweeping the Nats, Mike. And before we talk about tonight and the weekend, let's rewind because Brian Snicker talked about, you know, these games are hard fought. You talked about the call late in yesterday's game that ultimately allowed us to, you know, keep the lead. And then Will Smith came in and finished it. But let's hear from Brian Snicker talking about those games against the Nationals.
You know, last night, today, those were tough games to win. I mean, there was a lot of gut-wrenching moments in those. And it's fun. You know, you get done and it's fun, you know, obviously when you come out on top.
He's right, Carl. You can't argue with that. It's more fun when you win than when you lose. For those who are not following yesterday, because it was hard for some guys, Carl, didn't have the YouTube access. We were watching the game. Still can't believe how clear that picture was. Good selling point. But we were watching the Braves and the Nats. And for anybody who's followed the Braves all season long, we've gotten jobbed on national television, the Bang Bang Play at the Plate. We've talked about, you know, how many balls and strikes calls we miss. It does seem to have a way to even out. And if you didn't see the bottom of the eighth with a Dayton who came in, Santana was ineffective. Dayton comes in, strikes out Schwarber, and then he gets Robles looking at a ball that, I mean, and to be objective, Carl, was a curveball that was way out of the strike zone below the knees, and they punched him out. And we'd also seen other Braves players punched out. Strike zone was all over the place. Nationals dugout erupts. I thought they were going to get run. But we do get a little bit of even Steven, Carl, and that was a huge, huge punch out for the Bravos yesterday.
Yeah, it's fun. Really, you know, obviously, when you come out on top.
It does.
Thanks, I mean, Skip.
That's where you want to be, is on top. But I'll say this, too. You talk about Smiley. You asked me, I think it was earlier in the show, whether or not that was like a make-or-break start. I really felt that way. I felt like, you know, they weren't going to – Smiley has been released right after the game.
No, like I said, Snicker was going to say, well, let me tell you, man, Smiley needs a good outing, or it's curtains for Smiley. No, they were never going to – to your point, they were never going to say that. But we were under the impression that, like, it's time for this guy to do something, right?
Well, that was the thing. I mean, and he did. Again, I said this earlier. I'll repeat this. Guys are going to get into trouble, whether you're a starter or a reliever. Sometimes you're able to work your way out of it. Other times you give up earned runs. But for Smiley, he was able to pitch around some of those things. And, you know, I brought up Luke Jackson earlier. I just think I want to see more of this than what I've seen in the first one, two, three, five starts. Because he had games where he had multiple home runs given up, Mike. That doesn't help your ERA, and it doesn't help the Braves when you're talking about always trying to play from behind, even though it looks like the offense is slowly starting to come along. So that was positive, right? And then you go, I'm sorry, Snit, what'd you say? I apologize. What? It was. It was positive.
Hey.
So I just think, Mike, that when you talk about where this team is going to go, we keep talking about what needs to happen. Smiley's one of those guys. You know, it's Morton tonight on the hill, but we need more from Smiley. We shouldn't be getting more from Yanoa than we're getting from Smiley.
Right. Charlie Morton goes today. I think it was Zach Eflin goes for the Phillies. Zach Efron goes for the Phillies tonight. Yep. So, and again, full capacity, or as many folks are going to buy a ticket that can get in there. As Phillies, who are in first, and Braves can obviously end this series and flip the script, and we could be in first place by the end of the weekend. So, yeah, man, I know the team is not – I keep saying this. I presume we're not going to hit this poorly for the rest of the year. But, Carl, you know, Albies, there's a sign of life there. You know, we talked about Ozuna. Ozuna's only got a few more hits than, you know, we talked about it. Dansby. And Dansby's been dreadful. Yeah. So, I mean, do we get to a point where Dansby gets a mental health break for a couple of days and they throw one of our backups in there?
Well, they might. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I don't know what.
I mean, now the ladies would be disappointed. Armstead and his wife would be disappointed not to see Dansby out there. But he is really I mean, the law of averages says at some point. How many times have we used that phrase?
Well, what's he hitting right now?
Dansby is batting .204.
Okay. So, and we've said this for those guys, guys who don't listen all the time. We need him at .250. Okay. We're not
That's
asking be him
a
to
nice
be,
round number there,
yeah,
Luke.
We're not asking him to be a .350 hitter. I think last year over-exceeded expectations. But, yeah, I need him at .250. So, you know, he needs to raise the average. I need him to get on base a little bit more. But overall, Mike, I can't answer that. I said this. There have been games he's kind of been up and down. There's really been no rhythm. And what we mean by that is, you know, again, you can't go 0-for. And then, you know, you go two more games where you're struggling and don't get hits. And then you get a single. And then you're back to 0-for. That's that yo-yo thing. Last year, he was steady. He seemed like he never got too high, but he never got too low, and the home run numbers were up. So I'm not going to put it all on Dansby because, you know, again, we have other guys on this team that need to hit, but I'm with you. I do think he needs to be better.
Meanwhile, today, guys, pitching and the bullpen has not been what we expected. We talked yesterday with John Heyman from our sister station in New York. Melanson, it's just unbelievable what he's doing in San Diego. That really hurts.
Leads the league in saves.
Yeah, man. Edgar Santana gets sent down to AAA. Carl Edwards Jr. is here, baby. This guy was my guy. Remember we joked around with Alex Anthopoulos. Why isn't he with the big club? He didn't want to accept the minor league designation after spring training. But they do send designate Nate Jones for assignment. And Nate's been struggling himself. Shane Green is still out there on the float, Carl. Nobody's calling him, apparently. But Carl Edwards Jr. And for those who don't know Carl Edwards Jr.'s backstory, no relation to Carl Edwards, the driver, or anything like that, but this guy's been in the big leagues. He's got some good stuff. And again, much like Pablo Sandoval, he kind of got reinvigorated for whatever reason this year in Northport for the Braves. So let's see what he does now.
Let's see. Brian Snicker also talking about more fans in the stands. And again, Braves opening it up. You still have the choice to go if you want. If you don't, just like before. I mean, prior to the pandemic, you made decisions on whether you wanted to go to games or not. I understand, you know, some people say, well, I may not still want to go. I did mention this yesterday. The Braves are offering vaccines for ticketed fans, free vaccines, inside the stadium. And again, if you want more information about that, Braves.com. But they wanted us to put that message out there, so I'm relaying it to you. But, Mike, yeah, I'm excited to see what it looks like. I think Joe Patrick tweeted out a picture, our Braves insider, and he said, listen, there's more fans here than what we've seen in a very long time. I think that's the atmosphere, that home field advantage thing that we've been talking about. Steve Koonin talked about it with the Hawks, expanding to have more fans. And they're not going to have as many as the Braves are. They're not going to be full capacity. But you need to have that feel, especially if you're heading to the playoffs like the Hawks or the Braves, to have a true home field advantage.
Also, guys, we're talking about, you know, the Braves, you know, where do we go? When do we start getting things rolling here? I mean, all it takes is a couple of hits. We thought the Sage Party, right? That was going to be the thing. That was going to be the thing. We were going to joke around. And then we ran into a steamroller down in Florida, in Dunedin, against Toronto. So would be really something if we could take two out of three or sweep the Phillies here.
All right. Can we hear Snit talking about more fans?
Oh, so very much. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be rocking. I guarantee you. People are going to be excited. You know, we're coming in a good time to have that. So it'll be, you know, I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of energy and you know, be a lot of fun.
It should be this weekend. Mm-hmm. Phillies in town, and we said this.
Oh, very much.
Please, Skipper. All night games, by the way. Sunday night is on ESPN. Right.
But big series, simply because early in the season, we've talked about, you know, nobody's really running away with this thing. If we can maneuver all of this stuff that's been going on, the injuries, getting, you know, Soroka back, and we're all these things. And even if we're not hitting as much as we thought we would, if we're able to get past this, Mike, we're going to be in really good shape come June, July.
Right.
Really. Because this, I think, has been the toughest time for us with all that has happened. So the good news is Ozuna looks like he's heating up.
Yeah, man, and again, he's only got a few more hits than Dansby, and that's why I'm not trying to harp on Dansby, but we just need to get him rolling out there. We've talked so much about, you know, Austin Riley. His name has come up a lot. But, you know, to me, if Pache can start hitting his weight, maybe he is hitting his weight. He's a small guy. But if Pache can come on, you know, and because Acuna, it is a slam dunk MVP season. He's doing a great job. But we've said it before, and it's not a knock. It's just reality. Freddie Freeman, this is a contract year. And if the Braves, for whatever reason, and I'm not trying to read their mind, I know Liberty Media is what they are, but he needs to get rolling. Because even if Liberty Media decides that at his age, Carl, maybe it's not such the no-brainer you and I think it is. He is 0-16, is Freddie, in his last four games. He's got to get cracking.
Yeah. The only guy that's – well, we've said this. The only guy that's hitting is Acuna consistently. Matter of fact, Acuna leads the majors in runs and home runs. So he's the guy that's been keeping this team afloat. He's waiting for everybody else to get going. Hopefully this weekend. Maybe it happens this weekend. It is Mother's Day weekend, guys. Appreciate you sharing all your comments at Dukes and Bell 929. We've got our poll up, and a lot of folks are responding to it. Big shout out to everybody that was sending pictures and continues to send pictures this weekend. So we thank you as we were talking about our moms and our experiences. And again, just remembering mom or big mama or your sister or your auntie or mom figures. Do that and send it to Dukes and Bell 929, as we had a great conversation earlier on the show about that.
Hey, man, we were talking Braves numbers there about what the batters were doing. Let's see what the stock market did, Carl, to wrap up the week. It's our Friday edition of the Closing Bell. It is brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. Go to AllianceTaxSolutions.com. They pushed back the tax day deadline, but if the IRS has been up your tuchus, it's time to get this thing resolved. Call the pros. Go online. Alliance Tax Solutions. Let Big D and his team get it right. The job numbers were okay, not great, but the Dow Jones, Carl, rockets today, up 229, S&P 500 up 30, and NASDAQ up 119. So good day for your 401k, brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions.
All right, guys, top three at six coming up. Our full interview with Sir Charles Barkley on the way as well. We'll get you caught up on all the things you might have missed. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.